This is Omar Musni with UN News. The discovery of a new confirmed case of Ebola virus in a town surrounded by armed insurgents in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, has highlighted the difficulty of protecting people from infection there, a top UN health official said on Friday. Dr. Peter Salama, Deputy Director General of Emergency Preparedness and Response at the World Health Organization, WHO, has been talking to UN News about the difficulties of just getting to Oicha Town in the east of the country. To date, there have been 103 confirmed and probable cases of the disease in the latest outbreak, and 63 people have died.
Having just come back from DRC, I can report that this outbreak is still extremely concerning. We have more than 100 cases now, so it's past the 100 case threshold this week, and we have more than 60 deaths. We also know that the outbreak is in multiple locations. It's involving healthcare workers, which is always a red flag for us because that means more cases may be on the way. It involves several sites at the same time, and it involves a very complex situation from both a logistic and from a security perspective. The international response thus far has been strong, strong leadership from the Ministry of Health of the government of DRC. WHO has more than 150 people on the ground in several of the critical locations, including the epicentres of Mangina and Beni towns, which are relatively large towns of 40,000 plus people. We're getting tremendous support from the UN peacekeeping mission, MONUSCO, in the country.
But isn't there still an ongoing concern about access?
So far, the majority of cases have been within a 20 to 30 kilometre radius of Beni and Mangina, which is accessible to us. However, this week we had unfortunate news, which was confirmation of a case and another probable case in Oicha, which is a small town around 20 to 30 kilometres east of Beni. And we know the road to that town is a red zone, so it does complicate our ability to reach those cases. In addition to that, we know we have an additional 41 contacts which are occurring in other red zones. So far we've been able to keep up with those contacts through cell phones, so they call in to health workers twice a day to report on their temperature, and we have also some local health workers that are able to visit some of those contacts in red zones. But it's quite true that this security situation is really complicating our response.
And in terms of the response from residents in the region, who many of whom are displaced, they've been subject to these armed gangs who are continuing to take people hostage, whether they're from NGOs, whether they're local government officials. How are you managing to reach out to them and reassure them that what the World Health Organization and partners are doing is in their best interest?
Well, I have to say that overall, the acceptance of all of the critical programs in this response by the population, by the community in North Kivu, has been tremendous. It's been very positive. And I can't recall even one request of someone to be vaccinated that refused vaccination, for example, out of the almost 3,000 people that have been vaccinated. But indeed, there have been some isolated incidences, really to do more with grief reactions from young people in the last week that have disrupted the response. Because this disease, unfortunately, is amplified by some of the most important caring practices to do with burial, caring and washing, kissing the body, for example. And so, of course, it's always extremely delicate to try and ensure respect for those rituals while at the same time protecting the population from further infection. But we have a strong group across UNICEF, the Red Cross, WHO, working with local anthropologists, reaching out to community elders, community leaders, business leaders, who are really mobilizing and helping us really make the communities aware and bringing them on board with this response. And by and large, that's been very successful.
We're on top of this response?
We are certainly putting some of the best people and our best knowledge to bear on this response thus far. I'm reluctant to use the phrase we're on top of it, because this disease should never be underestimated, and particularly in this complex security environment, there are still huge risks associated with this outbreak.